We're talking cushy jobs. Well, you've had one job, which I'm totally shocked at, your whole life, apart from a short stint mowing some grass when you were training to be a priest.
Yeah, otherwise, it's been this gig. And, well, this is one of the greatest jobs in the world, playing music all day.
Yeah.
Well, it was back then when I was about 15, 16. You sit there and spin the records.
Do you reckon being a priest would have been a cushy job, though, if you had gone through with that?
Oh, no. You've got to get out and do some hard pastoral work. You've got to be in people's lives. You've got to fundraise for the church. It's a hard slog.
Yeah, I can't see you being a priest. Look, sorry, I'm going to apologise before I say this.
Well, it was a different lifetime. Okay.
Well, you're not wholesome enough. You're not.
Well, your opinion.
Some of the dodgy crap you do, both when you're on the mics and when you're off the mics in the office, some of the sneaky stuff.
You know what?
You've admitted to doing to me over the years. How could you ever have thought you could have been a priest, mate?
I thought I could have.
You are
dead set. I thought I was holy enough.
Kidding yourself.
Anyway, Neil.
Sorry, did that sound judgy?
Yeah, it does sound judgy. I could be a very good priest. I'd be real. I'd be real. All right.
Oh, you'd be real.
1-300-891-929.
You're really going to hell.
We're talking cushy jobs. Neil from Typhoon Cues. How cool a job's that?
Oh, good with a cushy job, mate.
You've got a cushy job, that's for sure. You just sit and play slot cars and pool all day.
That's on a good day, yeah. That's about right.
I love it. No, I know you work hard, but Heidi, your good wife, works even harder than you.
Oh, she does.
Is that the only cushy job you've had in your time, mate?
No, mate, no. I did security at a power station, and that was we in an office like Taj Mahal, V8 Super, V8 Troopy to drive around in, decked out like an ambulance.
Ah, awesome.
Who'd need to be security guard at a power station? Who's going to break in, mate? It's not like you're in Kazakhstan and, you know, you've got the people want to take over the world.
It's pretty good, mate. We had a health and safety centre girl in there to do an assessment to make our job easier.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so what can we do, boys? And we said, go away.
Actually, so did you have any, like, you know, table tennis table, stuff like that in there?
No. We just had, just videos. It was pretty good. Just everything was screen and access controlled. It was a pretty good gig.
Yeah, there would be some super cushy gigs around. That one sounds pretty good.
Oh, Neil's gig is cushy. Remember on Friday we went in there and saw the slot car attached to a trailer. What's that all about, mate?
Mate, it's just a new gig we got that we can take to birthday parties and markets and corporate events and all that sort of stuff, so we can take the fun to you guys. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
That is really a good job. See, a job where you can play all day. See, that's the sort of job I want.
That's my Saturday.
Yeah, okay, Neil, stop rubbing it in. You've got a cushy gig. We love it. Check him out in Duke Street if you want to go and see what it's all about, because those slot cars, they are second level. They are next level. Yeah.